Sanhedrin Perek Ches Mishnah Gimel 8:3, more about the technicalities for the Ben Sora Mora to be convicted. This Mishnah basically has 2 points, which is that the source of the money that the Ben Sora Mora uses to purchase his meat and wine has to be his parents, his father. And the reason for that is because he has easy access to his father's money. So the point is he could do it again and again and again, developing this habit. If he's, you know, getting money from robbing the liquor store, it's going to come to an end pretty quickly, and he's going to, you know, the habit will be broken. He doesn't have easy access to that kind of money. The second criterion is that it has to be that he does the drinking and eating away from his parents, like it's somewhere else other than his parents' home. The idea being, if you do it at home, he'd be afraid of his parents, would be limited, he, you know, they'd catch on to him, or he'd be just hesitant to do it on an ongoing basis. Whereas if he's been doing it, like, you know, where it's out of his parents', you know, sight and mind, out there at a friend's house, or, you know, then it could just spiral out of control. Not unlike other kinds of bad behavior that kids do today. So I think it's a bit of a message here to the parents. They're responsible to make sure that they keep an eye on their kids, don't give them too much trust with things like access to money, and also to keep an eye on them to know what they're doing when they're away from home. Be that as it may, here our Mishnah basically make that point, and therefore it says inside, Ganav Mishal Aviv, if the child stole the money from his father, that would be one of the two problems, but v'achal b'rshus aviv, but then he ate it in his father's, you know, home area. So then, since he's going to be hesitant because it'll be caught onto, it won't develop a habit as much. Or mishal acherim, if he steals from other people, so therefore that doesn't tick the box. V'achal b'rshus acherim, and he eats it outside in other people's, you know, homes, which is a problem because he can, you know, not be watched too carefully, and his parents will be keeping an eye, but the other people who knows and who cares what he's eating and they're not paying attention to him. Or, of course, if it's Mishal Acherim, if he steals money from other people, V'achal B'shus Aviv, and eats it in his father's home, so that's like both of the criteria missing, then not. Einu Nase Ben Sora Mora. However, when would he become Ben Sora Mora potentially? Ad, the condition he has to meet is Sheyignov Mishal Aviv, he stole the money specifically from his father, V'yochal B'shus Acherim, and then he eats the meat and drinks the wine away from his father's home, in someone else's home, or, you know, in the forest, or whatever the story is. Now, Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he adds another condition, which is a far-out condition. Ad sheyignov mishal aviv u'mishal imo. According to him, the money has to be stolen both from his father and his mother. It has to be his mother's money also. That, from a halachic sense, is actually pretty difficult to achieve. He learns it from the fact that the pasuk says, Eneinu shomea b'kol aviv u'v'kol imo, equating father and mother in the pasuk, so it has to be both of their money. Again, the pasuk mentions nothing about stealing, but the tradition is we're talking about stealing. Now, for the mother to even sort of, as a married woman, to have money, it sort of had to be sort of given it to her in a specific kind of way. So that means, like, she had, let's say, an uncle or a friend who said, I'm giving you money, but this is specifically for you, not for your husband. And then she could have money of her own, which, this, according to Yossi bar Yehuda, that also has to be money stolen by the son and used to purchase the meat and the wine.